Good morning on the Mighty 690 KGGF. I am Matt Jordan. It is time for Ask the Expert here on this Friday. And on this Friday, we have Charles Skank from Skank Insurance. How are you this morning, sir?
I'm good, Matt. Thank you.
It's good to have you in. And let's hear the Bible verse for the day.
It is from Psalm chapter 34, verse 8. It says, "O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him." O taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in him. Psalm 34, 8.
All right. That's a great verse to start the day out with. So what's going on on the horizon for you guys? I mean, because we're in the last quarter of the year. So what's kind of on the horizon for, you know, in the insurance world
for
you guys?
Yeah, it is quickly approaching. And there is something called AEP, Annual Election Period. And for those of you that maybe aren't familiar with it, in a workplace, at the end of every year, they usually have an election time for benefits where I'm going to get on this dental plan or this plan for health insurance. They elect the plan for the upcoming year. And in Medicare world, there is the same thing. There's an election time when you can choose your benefits and you have a choice about which plan you're going to go on. And so it begins October the 15th and it runs to December the 7th. And so it is approaching and we are talking to carriers and talking to insurance companies and they are discussing their plans for the upcoming year. I know it might seem a little early to talk about 2023 now, but that is what's in their sights right now. And so I would tell our listeners, if you are a veteran, if you are a Native American, or if you are on Medicare and Medicaid at the same time, or if you're on an Advantage plan and not a veteran or a Native American or on Medicaid, there are some exciting changes coming for the upcoming year that can really make a difference in your quality of life.
So I guess what are some of those changes that people have to look for?
So it's early enough that it hasn't been officially released, and I didn't really mean to tease it like that, but what I want to say is that with AEP coming up, it's important to review your coverage, because if you don't do anything, you'll stay on the plan you're on, and it's very possible that there's going to be a plan for the upcoming year that can beat or improve the plan that you're on currently. And for example, there are Medicare Advantage plans that do not offer prescription coverage. And those are beneficial to people like veterans who already have prescription coverage through the VA, or Native Americans that have prescription coverage through their Indian Health Services. Those plans have certain benefits that other Advantage plans don't have that I think are pretty advantageous. Some of them have a reduction in your Part B premium that's due every month that comes out of your Social Security check that can mean that you just have that much less going out for that month. There's been some increases in those, along with some other benefits as well.
All right. So what else is kind of, you know, coming up or going on that people need to keep an eye out for?
So I would just encourage our listeners that are Medicare to make a plan to review your Medicare. There's a no-cost service that we offer. There's no expense. There's no charge. And I don't know how many times I've reviewed hundreds, it feels like thousands, I'm sure it's approaching thousands if it's not there already, of people's Medicare. And I've uncovered literally thousands and thousands of dollars in savings a month just for them simply getting a second opinion or a first opinion. It's like, here I'm on Medicare, I have this plan, or I'm paying for this Medicare supplement or this drug plan. What should I do? And sometimes they need to stay put. Sometimes they're in as good a place as they can get. And my promise is, if I can't help you, I'll leave you alone. I'll tell you to stay put. Some people want to move somebody just to move them, and so they get a little bit of commission for doing that. Our goal is for our clients to thrive and to enjoy retirement. And if they're already in the best possible place, I want to leave them there. But there's times when we can get you the exact same coverage for significant savings. And I don't know how many people I've seen where their budget has been changed in the positive way because they got a review. So make it a point, and it starts October the 15th and ends December the 7th. And if you don't do anything, it's sort of set for the upcoming year. By default, if you don't do anything, you're basically going to stay on the same plan. So the best plan for 2022 might not be the best plan for 2023. It's a good idea because plans change. And maybe you say, well, my medication hasn't changed, my doctors haven't changed, why would I worry about anything? Well, the networks that your doctors are in, or the networks that your pharmacy is in, or the formulary that your medicine is, could have changed without you not changing at all. And there might be a plan that is more advantageous to you that you could get in and be in a better position, more coverage, less out-of-pocket expense for medicine and other benefits as well. So be sure and review that Medicare. You can call our office, 620-331-8800. And believe it or not, we have people already making appointments. They're calling us, say, hey, I need to get on the calendar to review my Medicare. I want to get an early spot. I don't want to have to be waiting until later in November to worry about this. I want to get it taken care of early on. And we really can't talk about it in person in an appointment setting before October the 15th. But set an appointment after October the 15th, starting October the 15th, and I'm trying to think if that's a Saturday, and I don't have a calendar in front of me, but starting then, and we'll get you on the calendar. We'll get you a slot. You might be thinking, how long does it take? It's less than 30 minutes. Sometimes it's 30 minutes. If you haven't reviewed it for a while, if we need to go through, look at it a little deeper, it might take 45 minutes, but usually 30 minutes is going to cover it, and sometimes less. So do yourself a favor, do your family a favor, do your household budget a favor, and review your coverage just to make sure you're on the best plan for 2023.
It is a Saturday.
Okay.
It is, yes. Okay. And, you know, you mentioned budget. A lot of those, you know, people in that that age bracket that are, you know, getting the coverage are on fixed incomes.
Yeah.
So a little bit of money savings can be very, very good for them.
Yeah. Every dollar that you can keep at home that you're not sending to an insurance company. My dad says, I hate paying insurance. My dad, you know, like Mr. Insurance himself, he says, I hate paying insurance. So our goal is to have a lower premium and good coverage. And there's a balance there. You can pay lots of money for lots and lots of coverage you don't even need, even an extra layer of coverage you don't need. Or you can have the right balance of a premium with the right balance of coverage. And so we're always walking that balance between the two.
And I'm sure for them, it's great to have someone to help with that. So.
Yeah, yeah. And sometimes you're on a plan, you feel like, hey, I'm paying quite a bit, but because of your circumstances, maybe you need to stay in that plan. Or there's an alternative as well. So we do that evaluation, give you our professional opinion. We do this on a full-time basis. And so we'll be happy to tell you what we would do if you were our parent or grandparent.
All right. Well, let's take a quick break. We'll come back with more Ask the Expert with Skank Insurance here on the Mighty 690. Back here on the Mighty 690 in the 8 o'clock hour on this Friday. And, of course, it is Ask the Expert. And we have Charles Skank from Skank Insurance in here with us talking about a lot of planning and preparation for the end of the new year for 2023, because it's going to be here before we know it. And you want to make sure you're prepared and not wait until the last minute. So what else are some things that people need to keep an eye out on? What else is kind of going on?
I was thinking earlier this week, Matt, that next month is September.
I know.
That's just
crazy.
Unbelievable. I'm still back in June somewhere. I'm not sure how we are where we are. So in September 15th, 16th, and 17th, there's a veterans roundup, and it's where veteran claims processors, people, I don't know all the titles, but people from the VA get together and they help veterans with medical claims, with disability, all of the above when it comes to veterans benefits. And we're going to be there. We're planning to have a presence there, and I want to encourage our listeners that are veterans, or maybe if you're a child of a veteran or a spouse of a veteran or a widow of a veteran and you'd like to come, you're more than welcome to be there. I don't have the exact dates, but it's coming up in a little over a month, September 15th, 16th, and 17th. I would encourage our listeners to be there. We're going to have a drawing, and we'll be... can win something, and we're just really excited for this event. So I just want to get the word out there that it's going to be happening. I think it's in Memorial Hall in Independence, and we'd just be excited to have one and all come out there and say hello. And we have programs that are for veterans that they can benefit from as well. And so stop by, say hello. We'll have some giveaways and a drawing as well.
Yeah, and that's, I believe that's a Thursday, Friday, Saturday.
Yes.
So that's second week or so of September. So yeah, encourage people to check that out. I'm sure we'll talk more about it as we get closer and closer as well. So, well, that's a good event for people to go to. What kind of else do you guys have going on?
So we are still sending out our newsletter, and we're getting ready to ramp it up to improve it. At the start, it was sort of just a start of a newsletter, and we're getting ready to fill it out more and have more offerings on that. You can sign up for our newsletter. Just text us at 620-331-8800 and send us your name and email address, and we'll put you on the list. And what we do is we send a copy of this episode where they can click play. It goes right to your email inbox, and, can listen to the episode.
Now, so my dad turned 65 in October. He's still working. He's not anywhere close to retiring, but he's someone says at 65. That's the age that you hit. So what do you, someone like that who's not really close to retiring? My mom is 60, so she's not close to retiring either. So what does someone like that need to prep for and look at?
So he has the option to go on Medicare Part A and B, or he has the option of taking Medicare Part A only and staying on his employer coverage. I'm assuming he's on employer insurance. Yeah. And as long as he has is in a workplace that has more than 20 employees, then his workplace insurance will be primary and his Medicare will be secondary if he just has Part A and employer coverage. And so what we do in a situation like that is we'll sit down with a guy that's turned 65 and we'll look at the cost of his employer insurance, of staying on that, and then we'll look at the cost of going on full Medicare and what the cost is there. It's not a set, like one's always more expensive than the other. It's just you have to decide. It's a case-by-case basis. I would say normally employer coverage wins out of going on full Medicare. In that case, we say stay on your employer coverage and get Part A, because Part A has zero premium, and go down that road until you're ready to retire. Now, with your mom being 60, I'm assuming that she is on possibly his coverage through the employer. And in that case, that's another vote or another reason for him to stay on employer coverage, get Part A only and not get Part B for Medicare, and keep her on his insurance. But there are times that employer coverage can be expensive enough that it makes sense for him to go on to Medicare and to put maybe her on a ACA or like a Obamacare type plan. That's not the norm. The norm is that he probably needs to stay on employer coverage and keep her on his coverage. But it's not always that way. So we need to do it. We would need to do an analysis to see what is the best path for him, because we're trying to maximize coverage for the least amount of dollars. We're always counting those pennies and looking at what's giving him the most bang for the buck. What he does not want to do is to get Part A and B and stay on employer coverage. Okay? That's a Part B is $170.10 a month. And if you have Part A and B and employer coverage, that's an extra layer of coverage that you just don't need. And so I would tell our listeners, if you're turning 65, you say, oh, I'm just going to go on Medicare and I'm going to keep my employer coverage. You don't want to do that. You want one or the other. Otherwise, you're paying for coverage that you really can't take advantage of. It's just more money out of your pocket.
All right. Well, as we're kind of working towards the end of Ask the Expert here, anything else you want to kind of talk about before we close out here?
No. We've had a great show. It's great to be talking with you, Matt.
All right. Well, tell people where they can find you. You got two different locations and all the information and where they can get all that.
That's right. So we are at 2801 West Main, Suite A, right there in Independence. Our phone number is 620-331-8800. You can text that number with your name and email to get on our newsletter, or call us to schedule a review for your Medicare. We're also at 802 West 8th, right here in Coffeyville. And our phone number there is 620-236-6930. 236-6930.
All right. Well, thanks for stopping in on this Friday. Have a great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Thank you, Matt.
This has been Ask the Expert with Skank Insurance here on the Mighty 690 KGGF.